In the aftermath of the September 23 escalation, the dynamics have shifted for Lebanon, particularly for the southern residents who remained in their villages throughout 11 months of war. How is this new reality affecting their daily lives? The situation in Lebanon has changed drastically following the major escalation on September 23, which saw an increase in Israeli strikes and a wider geographical reach of the raids. Even for the residents of the south, who have been caught in the crossfire since the Hezbollah-Israel front opened on October 8, the circumstances have shifted. Milad Alam, president of the Municipal Council of Ramesh, told This Is Beirut that the border villages of Ramesh, Debel and Ain Ebel are now isolated due to road blockages caused by intensified bombardments. According to Alam, the difficulty accessing these areas has led to shortages of basic necessities like food and fuel. "We are prioritizing needs," he explains. "Today, with the help of the Lebanese army, which escorted us to and from Tyre, we were able to bring a stock of flour from Beirut to Ramesh. This should last us 20 to 25 days. Medco also supplied us with 5,000 liters of diesel, allowing the village bakery to resume operations," he adds. In this context, Alam has called on the Lebanese government and the Lebanese army to take decisive action to assist families who have remained in their villages in southern Lebanon. "The relevant authorities should work on developing evacuation strategies, supporting hospitals and establishing field ones, setting up dispensaries in the villages, and ensuring the delivery of medications," he emphasizes. Alam expressed his willingness to collaborate with security forces, the army, and UNIFIL to facilitate the safe delivery of essential supplies to these three villages. "The current situation is dire," he adds. "After 11 months of war and work stoppages, families have exhausted all their savings, particularly as workers in these rural areas are paid daily. However, the option of fleeing, which is prohibitively expensive, is not feasible for the residents of Ramesh, who have chosen to stay in their village and on their land. Our families lack the financial resources to live in Beirut and provide their children with education in the capital," he points out. Moreover, Alam expressed concern about the lack of cooperation from NGOs, which, he claims, have primarily supported displaced Syrians while neglecting the needs of local residents. "We have tried, in vain, to contact the emergency cell established by the Lebanese government. No one answers our calls," he states. In light of this deadlock, Alam issued an appeal to international organizations and friendly nations of Lebanon, particularly Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates, to once again assist the Lebanese people on humanitarian grounds, setting aside political considerations. The Christian community stands firm. Father Georges Emile, pastor of the Notre Dame Parish in Ain Ebel, emphasizes the church's essential role for the three Christian villages of Ramesh, Debel and Ain Ebel. "The Archdiocese of Tyre, in partnership with various associations, manages our support initiatives," he explains. "It has been more than a month since the last food aid reached our villages and was distributed to residents. Currently, the church is rather focusing on providing housing for those who have moved to Beirut. Regarding families that remain in the village," he says, "we are awaiting new initiatives from the Archdiocese, particularly given the recent rapid escalation." Father Emile highlights the isolation of these regions, which have become increasingly hard to access due to intensified gunfire. "We hope the Lebanese army can restore secure access, as our parishes lack the resources to meet growing needs," he asserts. The Apostolic Nunciature in Lebanon continues to serve as a crucial source of support for the Christian community in the region, according to Father Emile. Beyond the aid delivered through the Nunciature, the presence of Apostolic Nuncio Manager Paolo Borgia has significantly bolstered the residents' sense of security and rootedness in their villages. "He has visited Ramesh, Debel and Ain Ebel 3 times since the onset of the war," the parish priest affirms. "Our presence in these 3 villages underscores the church's support. There seems to be an implicit understanding to safeguard them, which currently remain untouched by direct fire," he adds. From the Margian perspective. On September 23, Margian experienced an escalation for the first time, as Israeli bombardments began to encroach upon the area. Until then, Margiun had been a refuge for residents of nearby villages, says Rima, who has not left her village since the war began. But on Monday, everything changed drastically. Panic-stricken parents rushed to pick up their children from schools, she adds. My brother's house was damaged by the targeting of a neighboring residence, she explains. Monday night was particularly violent, especially with a house containing missiles being struck near Margiun. The explosions continued throughout the night. Since then, Rima's family has decided to rent a house in Hasbeya, where finding accommodation has become increasingly difficult due to the influx of displaced families from recently bombed areas. Many families who had sought refuge around Margiun, fleeing targeted villages, have been forced to move again, according to her. Shops close by 2 p.m., and the supply of food is dwindling due to the ongoing bombardments, which are making access to the region more challenging, she explains. Margiun's residents are holding on as best as they can, but they are searching for escape routes in case the situation worsens. As for the presence of Hezbollah near residential areas, it remains a significant source of fear for the inhabitants. Hezbollah members usually take cover in wooded areas, fields, orchards, and deserted villages, Rima explains. However, it is difficult to anticipate where they might hide or how they might move. We've occasionally seen them parked under trees along the main road, which creates a constant sense of fear among us, she concludes.